famous TV lawyer, fashion icon or fashion victim?
Icon.
All right.
Icon.
Yeah.
Victim.
Victim.
Well, I was looking at Bill Cosby when I said victim.
Yeah.
That's excellent, dude.
You are the man, Fly Lawyer. God bless you. Dan Fielding from Mike Court and Dan's little buddy there. What do you think?
I think these are icons.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
John Larroquette.
Wrestling curveball, Robbie.
All right, good. There you go.
Oh, that's an icon. Yeah. Oh, anytime you got the money sign on you, you're an icon.
Yes.
Oh, that's truly an icon. Look at the wristbands. Oh, and look at the chains. Oh, that's an icon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, let me tell you, his personality as well as the way he dressed made him an icon.
The new Matlock.
Let me tell you, she is as fly as can be. Look, that is Miss Fly Lawyer.
Yes. From Harry's Law to now Matlock. How do you feel? Now, my grandmother's rolling over in her grave that's the new Matlock. Are you okay with it? Or do you allow it?
She's fly. I absolutely love that.
This guy. The president.
Victim.
This is a politician.
That's a victim.
What else we got?
Look, give it Halloween and that's an icon. Right.
He was the icon Sting?
He was the icon.
Halloween, that's an icon.
Oh.
And remember, all you have to do, put the Fly Lawyer in your music platform so you can enjoy all the music. And if you know anyone in Atlanta that's arrested or have any needs, just remember, make one phone call and the Fly Lawyer is coming through.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of Spo City. I'm here with my esteemed brother, Robbie. What's up, brother?
What's going on, buddy?
Yes, bro. If you know anyone in Georgia that's been arrested, you got to tell the Fly Lawyer.
I want to get booked in Georgia wrestling just so I can get arrested and call the Fly Lawyer. So if you're a promoter down there, I'm available for managerial duties. And the song says, he'll keep me out that cell. But thank you again to the Fly Lawyer. What up, Danger Ginger? You hear those acoustics and those cathedral ceilings? Because I'm doing okay out here. We had the Fly Lawyer. I got Gucci on. I still got the low on, but my whole life has changed. I've been reborn. 3 o'clock in the morning, the best ideas come to me, buddy.
That's how it always happens. Wayne Dyer used to say 3:15 in the morning. He used to every day wake up with an idea. He said it was like clockwork.
Just like those pros every morning, 10:30 here.
Let's show this is it. It's the big spinoff, Spo City, a new spinoff debuts with our guest, the current reigning 2025 Miss Nation Universe, Elena Mizornaya, will be with us in a minute. Robbie, I'm excited. We have a co-host tonight, too. We got to bring in here, don't we?
Bring him on in.
Todd Rod, woo! The crowd goes.
What's happening, man? Hey, Raj. Hey, Dwayne.
Good to see you, bro. This is the first time I've seen you not dressed as Rerun. For those of you that don't know, Rerun right here will be hosting our karate demonstration. The local karate studio Dragon Force is going to have a demonstration and Rerun will be hosting it. Todd Rod, this is a big deal.
That's
brother.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Got a suit for the occasion and everything.
Good.
And I don't want any of those little kids from Dragon Studios thinking they could beat me up because I still defend myself. No, come April 27th at Harris Casino.
Heck yeah. So we got a lot going on tonight. What's up to everybody in the chat? This is our first night. It's our first night going live on Tuesdays. We're going to be live on Tuesdays, at least through the event on April 27th. Mm-hmm. We have some big news about the event we got to mention real quick, guys. We are going to be announcing our streaming platform. So if you can't make it to Harrah's Philly Chester Casino, you will be able to watch it anywhere in the world. So we're going to announce that once we get Elena on here. Sound good, guys?
Sounds great.
Hey, right away.
So So here you go. This is the show for tonight, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's get her in here without any further ado. Hey, Elena.
Elena. Hey.
How you doing? Hi. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. And you guys had a friend, a person who I just met recently, actually, in Gosbury, the Fly Lore.
Yes.
Did you? He's not live right now with us, right? He's going to be. He was yesterday.
He was live yesterday with us. Yes, we showed his clips in the beginning. Now you met him where in Miami? Tell us.
It's a coincidence, like you don't understand. So first of all, we went to Gatsby Awards together, and we somehow ended up being an entourage for the King Yahweh. So we was invited to hang out with Lima. That actually like was great night and everything. And then,
we're having some technical difficulties with your sound, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's probably
You're jumping. Yeah.
Hopefully it turns out jamming your signal.
Say again?
Yeah. Robbie, what'd you say?
I said hopefully it's not the King jamming her signal. She said the King, and all of a sudden she cut out. You know, the King has somebody with a button, and anytime mentions his name, he just hits the button.
But this is, you were on the cover of this magazine, and we put this out a few weeks ago to let people know that you were going to be at our show. We're so excited to have you, and we're just hoping you would tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to become Miss Nation Universe, etc.
Of course. So the first
one. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're having technical difficulties, Elena. We're not able to hear you. Yeah. We'll have to try another night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll have to try another night, or maybe we can figure something out later, but your heart was in the right place. We appreciate you trying.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll get you on here soon. We'll talk real good about you when you're not here, I promise.
Okay. All right. We promise. Well, man.
That's what we get, Robbie, for trying to do something special, right?
You know. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We got so much to do and so much to talk about tonight, guys. I was worried how we were going to feel that we were going to have too much in here anyway. So I think we're good.
Well, just to say a little bit about her. She advocates for a lot of great causes.
Yes.
Miss Lana, doing my research about her. So we're really happy to have her as part of SPO Wrestling and part of our big event on April 27th. And I will say it must be no mistake that the Fly Lawyer graced us with his presence last night. And not even 24 hours later, a supermodel shows up on our first episode of Spo City. So thank you, Elena. Thank you, Fly Lawyer. And we definitely want to have you back, Elena. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I feel so guilty about this. She's been nothing but gracious and wonderful to deal with and so much fun to talk to. She's going to be a great addition to SPO Wrestling. I think someone like her and Rich Poe together, maybe interviewing some of the wrestlers, would be phenomenal. That's what I was thinking. The big announcement that we had involves her too, that we're going to be on Radiant Television. We're going to be on the Radiant TV app. So you can download anywhere apps are, iOS, Android, Amazon. You can watch on Roku,
Amazon TV,
and it'll all be April 27th, 4:00 on Radiant TV app. Download it ahead of time so you have it all set.
Yeah. And if you look at that lineup right there, I mean, that's your typical independent wrestling show. And you know, you're looking at a complete ensemble of talent from all different genres. You have Elena, beautiful model, Rich Poe, who's a multimedia. He's a brand mogul in Philadelphia for people that know Rich Poe. Tone Love, the legend from Tough Crew. My Part of Town, still one of the most requested songs of all time. Still one of the top Philadelphia hip-hop songs of all time. Lavari, who right now has a song in the top 10 currently. And that's not even getting to the wrestling. You know all our wrestlers already. Drew Gulak, former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, Simon Gotch, part of one of the greatest tag teams, and also right now just coming straight back from Japan to face Drew Gulak.
Mm.
First time ever, and he's coming back from Japan. And Gulak is training every day at the Catch Point Academy for this.
Yes, he is.
Nice.
He is training every day at the Catch Point.
If we're not gonna do if we're gonna be real for a minute, since our wrestling fans are gonna stick with us no matter what, if we have non-wrestling entertainment guests or whatever, let's shoot a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm injured. I don't have anything to lose, really. Hopefully we don't fire myself from Spo from doing this with you and the guys and everything. So let's be real. Gotch and Gulak are both two guys that should be top guys somewhere in this industry right now. And right now, because they don't fit the aesthetic of what corporate wrestling is, these guys who, and I know them both, and I wrestled Drew in his first match ever and his second. So his first match and his first singles match. And I will tell you that he breathes wrestling. He lives wrestling. He bleeds wrestling. He cries wrestling. He sweats wrestling in the Catch Point Academy. And this is somebody who deserves much more than the wrestling business has given him back based on what he's put in.
That's awesome.
And this is a match we would have made happen a long time ago, if possible. But Simon Gotch is one of the busiest traveling wrestlers on the independent circuit. And Drew Gulak is running a very busy wrestling school as well as traveling the circuit as well. So if it took having a show on a Sunday as opposed to a Friday or a Saturday, this match was that important that it'll take a Sunday afternoon at the casino, but this match is so important that for us to be the first ones to make it happen on the biggest stage with no strings attached, there's no handcuffs, leave it all out there at Harrah's. It'll be it'll be a 3 o'clock time to come in when the doors open, and those guys will be main evented. Where they deserve
it. Nice.
Yeah. I said, nobody's – we have literally nothing to lose. We are – doing this for the kids of Chester and for the real wrestling fans. So we have nothing to lose. Nobody to stop this match from happening.
Right. I just heard from Elena, by the way. She said that next time she's going to try to come on before so we can get the audio going. So we'll get her on here very soon, everybody. We apologize for that. Hey, man, Todd Rod ain't nothing. We got something here, guys. So we got some good little games we were going to play. Robbie, we were going to ask Elena to rate certain people's wardrobes, like kind of how we had Live Warrior do it.
Is it a Wi-Fi situation? Like, could she like just jump on Wi-Fi and jump on?
Yeah, there's a way to fix it. Fix the situation.
I don't know. That, not now while we're on the air. No, I don't think so.
It's not possible.
So where do you want to go from here, Rob?
Well, we had some games that would have been really apropos for a female model to play. So, yeah, why don't we play them anyway?
We're gonna rate attire.
What the heck? Yeah, I mean,
what
now
do you do?
Yeah, let's. Well, we were gonna say Mania. We wanted to talk about WrestleMania a little bit. I don't know if you guys are following build the WrestleMania or not.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
Well, there you go. That tells you that not much is going on with WrestleMania. But no, we had some outfits for Elena to judge of wrestlers and basic icons, just like we did with.
What do you want to do? I'm asking you what you want to do.
I'm saying Let's roll with the punches and let's put up some of these outfits and we're gonna judge. I was gonna ask Elena, would they have lasted back home in Ukraine or not in that outfit?
We'll move on to other stuff then. I want to show you guys something I found. Now this to me makes this man my new hero. All right,
we're gonna go on
a little tangent here. You ready for this? Woody Harrelson turned down White Lotus season 3 because he wanted to go on vacation. Dude, this man is my hero. No, that's like the biggest TV show. That is like the biggest TV show on TV right now. And he's like, now I'm gonna really go on vacation. I don't know.
he got to be careful with that, man. He got to be careful.
Dude, I would so do that.
Yeah, it's a mental health move. I get it. But whoa, could he come back after that?
I don't know, man. I'm impressed. Yeah. I've always been a Woody Harrelson fan from Cheers, from True Detective, but turning down White Lotus 3, man, that is just this. Yo, he's a god. That,
his bank account is straight. That's why he can do it.
I wonder who got his spot. I wonder who they had in his spot. Jason Maybe Isaacs. Maybe
with HBO. Maybe it has something to do with him and HBO. He doesn't want to work for them anymore.
It could be.
I was like, yeah, hey, True Detective.
It could be. It could be. So
I think one thing, just tired. You know, he smoked a lot of weed in his day, Woody. You know what I mean? He's probably just burnt out. It's like,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. You know, he'd probably just like the think about having to commit to 12 episodes of something and memorize a script and all that.
12 like episodes. Cheers was like 28 episodes a season.
Yeah, but that was like 30 years ago. Hey, Woody Harrelson is, you know. But put a lot of mileage on that car in those 30 years, you know?
So I'll tell you what I like doing. I like playing when I'm bored. I go through TMZ headlines and try to find the most irrelevant news that I can find. Do you guys ever play that game? Todd Rod, do you ever play that?
I never played it, but it sounds interesting, though. You got something?
All right, here. Yeah, I got one. This was a real important news flash the other day, you guys. Get ready.
Uh-oh.
The LA Beaver has not unfollowed Justin Bieber on Instagram. It was just a glitch.
Well, you know what?
Somebody get Mark
on right.
You know what that means.
And take accountability. Mark Zuckerberg right now.
So can we wait a minute, guys? Can we all agree that she 100% unfollowed him?
Yeah.
It's a lie. There was no glitch.
Maybe I'm just a believer, but I think maybe it was a gift.
And another thing, everyone, you know, I'm not on here to shame people, but are we not concerned about Justin Bieber? Is it not obvious he's on some kind of drugs?
Not me. Ever since it's confirmed he's a male, forget it.
But what I'm saying is, like, people are acting like, oh, it's like yesterday they were saying, oh, look, he went and got a coffee. And that was news yesterday. And they were following him around on video. Well, the dude is he needs a rehab. I can tell by looking at him.
Is it they don't care.
What, yeah. Robbie?
I'm saying, is it the Meg Griffin hat and the chin strap that makes you say that? That makes you say he looks like he's doing bad?
No, I can just tell. We've lost so many people, and so many people close to us we've lost, that I can look at someone now and tell if they're on drugs. And I could tell. I could honestly venture to guess what drug he's on, too, just by his look. And it's not good. It's not good. And so many people are like aggrandizing him right now. This dude needs a rehab. You heard it here first, everyone. He needs a rehab.
I agree.
You do? All right, good. Well, here's another really important thing that happened, you guys. Madonna and Elton John squashed their beef.
Like, what's that picture that used to Elton on the right?
What? Like, what is happening?
Right. Oh, thank God. I was hoping for this. Oh, man. Huh? Knocking going with my day.
Dude, they're worse than indie promoters with their flyers, like using pictures of people from completely different decades. Like, here's the bottom from, like, the set of A League of Their Own. And then here's a picture of Elton John looking like a mincing, boy-hungry pedophile on the right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Ventures on the right. Like,
oh my God!
What are they doing?
I don't know. John Elton John's not turning down White Lotus. I'll tell you that right now.
No, he's not.
Oh my God, guys, that is great. All right, here's another big. This is real important, you guys. I hope you're sitting down for this one, guys. This is heartbreaking. David Beckham's sons are feuding. They're not even on speaking terms, guys.
Oh, I'm the shittier name.
No.
Shittier name. What? I have the shittier name.
Dude, like, seriously? Like, first of all, I have hair envy of both men. Beautiful head of hair.
No, listen, Hollywood's different, man. Yo, how much of that is real? Come on.
Yo, their dad is the reason I start using all that shit to make my hair grow back. Was because he was like the ambassador for hair.
Quote of the night right there, my brother. Their dad is why I started using that shit. That's the quote of the night.
Nuh-uh, man. Justin Bieber's
kids. Johnny, I was talking about Justin Bieber's kids and drugs.
That's not funny. No, we can't make
fun of that.
No, no. Speaking of horror, how about this, guys? Steve Guttenberg filed for divorce.
Good for him. He's going to be out
there. It's about time.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what I find funny about this, guys? I'm going to be honest with you. There has to be someone in like the courts county clerk office that alerts TMZ whenever like any member of the Guttenberg family crosses the threshold. You know what I mean? Like, how do they know?
Yeah, like, can you?
How do you find out that Steve Guttenberg files for divorce? Does he, as soon as he's done filing, does he hire a skywriter and put it in the sky?
No, TMZ. TMZ gets a call, and there's a guy in the police. The police department's like, hey. It's me, Deep Throat. Listen.
Right.
Guttenberg's getting divorced. You didn't hear from me.
Unreal.
It's big news. Unreal. I mean,
here's another one.
World. If these are headlines.
These are big headlines. These get tons of views. These are more important than anything that happens on the news.
Well, we definitely need to include it with this podcast. It went downhill when that girl's Wi-Fi didn't work.
I'm having fun, though. I don't care. How about this one? Chargers, Cameron Dicker embraces last name pun. Everyone just calls me Dick.
No.
Really, they don't make fun of the gap in his teeth first. They don't call him Gappy.
It's just like, oh, and look, it's if you look on the top right, it's a TMZ Sports brought you this news flash. So it's like a spinoff.
It shows hands typing. It zooms in on hands typing.
TMZ Sports. Just call me Dick. It's ridiculous.
It was probably the king of Yahweh or whatever. Now he's flying a jet and they're going to drop a bomb on me.
This is awful. This is awful, you guys. This is Now here's this one takes the cake. All right. In my opinion, this is the best one. And let me explain it. All right. Russell Brand says, who's now accused of rape, I was a drug and sex addict, yes, but I was never a rapist.
I'm dead.
Now,
hold
on a minute. If this were a court case, all right, and you're the fly lawyer, and you got to put this man away for rape.
Oh my
God. The first thing I'm bringing up is that he was a drug addict and a sex addict. That proves he's a rapist, pretty much. Let's be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the foundation of a rapist is to be a drug addict. Mm-hmm.
But we're not alleging anything like that. I'm sort of
certified.
But the fact that he's so delusional that he thinks, well, if I admit these two things, then it'll stand to reason that I didn't do the third thing. And it's like, no, is where there's smoke, there's fire.
He's trying anything.
No offense, or are they pulling a Bill Apter? No disrespect, Bill Apter. I'm just saying, is this, you know, like wrestling, Pro Wrestling Illustrated? You know, where like, you know, they put a picture of Hogan and Sting on a set of, you know, Thunder and Paradise, and they're like, we have the photos of Hogan versus Sting that you never saw.
Who versus Sting?
Oh, damn.
What the hell is this?
Yo.
That's like ask Elena, like if she saw that picture and was inspired to come to the United States and get into show business.
Guys, can I draw your attention to the belt? It's like an old school belt that's like flopped over, dude. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he straight up looks like the Situation from Jersey Shore, Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know what I'm a fan of, you guys? When Hulk Hogan will go to a black tie affair, like in a tux. And wear that black headband, and it somehow works.
He's a lamb.
I'm such a fan of that.
That's his thing.
That is his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Jordan. Oh no. Well,
he was painting. He was painting his dog. He's painting his doghouse.
Jeez.
Well, he can't fly no more. He can't fly no more.
Not a nose.
Oh my gosh.
The shoes too, the dress shoes, the real the like the wingtips that Tony Bennett wore when he sung at the Copacabana.
All right, here's one.
Oh,
whoa. Okay. Oh boy. Okay.
Blurry. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this guy? Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Oh my God.
I remember him.
I like about his look, if you go back to it, is that it's understated.
Oh, right.
He keeps it classy with the V-neck cut, and he has a bow tie on to let you know that if things get formal, he's ready to go.
You gotta let me in.
Let a certain pageantry to it, you know, a certain je ne sais quoi, if you will.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Oh.
And these aren't even as worse. He's got more tights that are even worse than this.
Frosted
mullet. Yeah, this is all.
Todd, what do you think of this, Brutus the Barber Beefcake's frosted mullet? You know, with the...
Oh, man. Very 80s, but yo, come on, man. Yeah. He looked like a bowl of ramen noodles.
Yeah. And, you know, I like the zebra stripe, too. That's actually zebra.
Yeah, that's... His trademark.
You know, Z-Bar confided in me a lot, and he never told you, Johnny, but he actually told me that he got the zebra idea from this actual picture of Brutus the Barber Beefcake because he had it hanging up on his wall.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He used to call Tommy Beefcake. It's cool.
Well, this was after the fame, clearly. So.
Mm-mm-mm. The Barber, Brutus Beefcake.
How
about this, guys? Drew McIntyre says some of the new wrestlers are the people.
All righty.
I think he meant to say all. I think he meant to say all.
Some of the new wrestlers. So what is it? It's something. So check this. So I found this, guys. What do you think of this? My generation will start a revolution. Your generation can't even start a lawnmower.
Lawnmower, right?
That's our grandfathers.
Well, you know, you used to have to shovel coal to heat the house, and now I just have to touch a thermostat. So, like, technology changes and stuff. But I think the problem is when you see stuff like that about the generational stuff, at least, is, like, even us, we're trying to get a podcast started and everything. We're very detached from new technology, right? So somebody like our pop-pops are so detached from it that they look at somebody who sits at a computer like they're not even working. Kids sit at their computer when they're home. How could that even be a job? You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in wrestling, on the other hand, where it's something that's physical, and Drew, keep in mind, dude, people that come here from other countries, that's why I really did want to talk to Elena, because the context of all those silly pictures were going to be, would they have lasted, like, trying to be a wrestler in Ukraine like that, where she's from? Because Drew coming here, everything he went through to get here and everything, he probably sees a guy that's like 25 that made it right to TV complaining about having to pay for his rental car or catering, you know, whatever. And he's like, no, you know, that's, you don't realize how good you have it. And it's the generations, the guys now, the young kids are so lucky. It's the ones that don't realize it are probably the ones that come across like what he's saying, you know, are the ones that see mm-hmm. it. Because it's not really all of them, you know.
There's like a preciousness to certain wrestlers I've noticed, mm. where they wrestle but they're afraid of getting hurt, and it's obvious when you watch the matches that they're seriously. No, and I think that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the certain wrestlers who are out there doing certain spots, but are really just doing the same thing over and over again. Not really. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the same match over and over again everybody has. You know, like that worked for Ric Flair, but it doesn't work for everybody. You know, every match should be a little bit different. You know, you don't do the same painting over and over again if you're an artist.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
You know?
Then again, some wrestlers say some wrestlers are afraid because certain wrestlers fight for real. They get a little too carried away.
Oh, we've seen that happen many times.
Rod, so don't you ever get across the ring from me, buddy. I don't want to get people out there, brother.
Oh, no,
that's all we need. That's all we need. That is all we need, guys. No way. What else do we have here? Oh, so check this out, guys. Our buddy Velcro and T-Rock, they're having
their there you go.
So this is going to be Friday, May 2nd.
Yeah, voir. And voila.
Gesundheit. How do you say it?
Voix Lounge.
V-O-I-X. Voix Lounge, 2825 Cotman Avenue. Voix Lounge. That's near where that plane crashed.
Yeah, so nice. That is state-of-the-art. I talked to Mr. Miami a few nights ago, who's one of the resident DJs there, one of a good friend of mine.
Right.
And Voix is state-of-the-art. It literally has stuff no other club in the city has right now. Not Noto, nowhere. It is, the ceilings are very low. I already tried to find out. You really can't fit a ring in there of any like reasonable, not where guys can put anything off the top rope, which a lot of our guys do, but really unbelievable state of the art spot. One of the things they're trying to do to make the Northeast a hot spot again. Like, there's me and Tay Rock. We're gonna definitely try to be out there. Once Velcro sends us our comp tickets, we'll be out there. And
He'd love to have his wrestling squad supporting him. So we're gonna try to be there. Spo wrestling fans, turn up, support Velcro, like his stuff on his Instagram.
That's right.
We're involved.
Coming
up April 27th. We're involved in a match on our big show. And again, like Spo City, this is, like I said, this is a little more free form of a shoot show. And one of the reasons that, you know, I'm going to be involved in our match is we're going to make this as amazing as possible because these guys are going to be superstars. One day, Tay Rock is going to probably be so famous that people aren't going to believe. Even when we show him them, he was in Spo, they're not going to believe us. They're going to think it's AI or something. So.
Can't be that bad.
We'll be in the house April 27th as well and have MLJ in our corner.
Yep, and Tay Rock is going to be at WrestleMania in WrestleMania week in Vegas for the Wally Mania. So he's going to be out there. Yeah. I'm not even going to Vegas. Tay Rock is.
I did have a bunch of promoters out there contact me, and I just want to apologize to all of them, including
Obviously,
had I not got injured, I would have been out there for Mania weekend, probably booked out there for WrestleMania. I mean, it would have sucked for all you guys. I would have had to leave you back here, but what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. It happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. But yeah, no, Robbie, I got to tell you, man, what do you think of the people? And I love it. And you know what? People like Cheeseburger did it, and I love Cheeseburger, so he can do it. But when other people do it, I make fun of them. If you put out a graphic with yourself that says, oh, hey, I'm available for bookings WrestleMania weekend, and you put it out trying to get promoters to book you, I don't know, man. You might as well just be sitting on the side of the road with a tin can asking for change on the Vegas Strip.
Listen, you know, what happens is you want to know what happens is somebody somewhere told all these people it was a good idea to do this. And that person who said it and gave the advice, and I don't know who it is. This isn't like subliminal or anything like that. Just saying, you know, there's a lot of like, oh, there's a thermostat. There's a lot of like, there's a lot of like social media wrestling vets out there. And right. They say, and they call the wrestlers kids and say, hey, kids, do this and do. And I don't know. That shit's just weird to me. I'm just being straight up. That's the shit is just weird to me. And what happens is somebody saying, look, do this, do that. And this is what you have to do and be like this. And then what happens is you get a bunch of guys that are all the same wrestler. And the one guy that everybody complains about being a problem in the locker room is the guy that gets signed. Because he's the guy that had the guts to be different. I mean, I don't know. I'm not particularly like talented or athletic. I have a speech impediment. But I somehow like figured out how to be different. And I'm still somehow in wrestling, you know, without being very good at wrestling. So I think sometimes being different is what's important. And like you said, you see all these guys putting out the graphic. When one guy did it, it looks cool. It looks like something that's, wow, that's pretty cool. They put out they're available. You, like you said, Cheeseburger did it, but you see a million people doing it. And that's, I think that's just because they're all, they mean well, they're all, but they're all taking the same good advice and applying the same, you know what I mean? Like if we went to a wrestling coach in high school and he taught us all the same secret move, well, we wouldn't really be effective because we would all be using the same exact technique, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing about calling wrestlers kids too, you know, kid this, kid that. One of my students in PWU, when I ran Pro Wrestling Unplugged back in like, you know, 05, 07, was called Kid Legend, we called him. And he's actually here right now. Talk about an amazing segue. He's, I don't know if you know it or not, but I talked last week on the Spokecast, we talked with Phil Stamper, who actually sent Kid Legend back to Catch Point Drew Gulak School right there in Philly. Let's bring him in here, everybody. Kid Legend, what's up, brother?
What's up, guys?
There we go.
How we doing?
What's up, kid?
Good to see you, brother. You're at the upstairs bar.
I'm at my family bar here. A bar in Ireland, O'Donohue's.
I love it. Yeah, you're Irish, right?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Nice, cool.
So, brother, I got to tell you, we met in what year would you say it was?
2007.
Wow. You came in off the street. You were Detox's friend. You came in as a wrestler. We trained you up. And at our first student show at the new building, you came in with brand new tights. You look like a million bucks, man. You made us super, super proud. I couldn't be happier. So tell us, introduce yourself, man. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Keith. Keith Donahue, family bar behind me. Born and raised in Philadelphia, living in the suburbs now. I do a lot of personal training and a lot of fitness work. And now getting my foot back into a wrestling ring.
I'm so impressed that you ended up at Catch Point. We actually had some of Catch Point's wrestlers, some of the students there, do a, we'll call it like a showcase four-way dance on our last event. and it really turned out great. They have some really good trainers there and really good wrestlers there. So I'm glad to see that you're in a quality school like that. How's it been going for you?
So far, so good. I'm enjoying it. It's a lot has changed over the years. You know, it's been, you know, 15 years or so since the last time I've really been involved with wrestling. So with social media, they know they have a Discord chat. They're always putting up their schedules and who's going, who's not going. They have tons of resources down at the school too. You know, they have workout equipment. They have the crash pad for the, you know, the new guys. The ring is nice. I like it. So far, so good. It's been about a month now that I've been kind of working things out and just trying to shake off a lot of years of rust. But we're getting there.
Hell yeah, man. And I saw some clips you've been sending me, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited for you. You did a super kick. Picture perfect, bro. And I know I didn't teach you that because I can't do super kicks. I do mafia kicks. So good stuff.
I got a couple of those left.
You have what?
I said I got a couple of those left.
Good. A couple tricks up your sleeve. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. But dude, I'm so impressed that you're back and you're going to be, I mean, I told you if you get back in ring shape, sky's the limit, man, whatever you want to do. So you tell me, like, what do you picture yourself doing moving forward? Just going to train weekly and that's it? Or is there some end to this?
Well, my first big goal here is that I plan on winning the Royal Rumble. I plan on winning Royal Rumble? No, I'm going to win the Skywalker. I'm going to win the Skywalker.
That's
Skywalker.
Okay.
The Royal Rumble is a good goal too, actually, one day to win.
That'll be next year.
So you want to be in the Skywalker Rumble is what you're telling us.
He's shooting even higher than the Royal Rumble. He wants to win the Skywalker Rumble, he said.
Yes. I think that title, honestly, would look amazing around my waist. It's
I agree. I agree, but bro, I don't know. You got a family to look out for. I can't have you get hurt. So unfortunately, we're going to have to turn down the offer. We're not going to have you in the Rumble, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, then I'll dress up like an elf.
Of course you're in the Rumble. I told you guys back in the day, I said, whatever I do in the wrestling business, you guys are, any of my old students are always welcome to be there.
Will this be your first official match back, not training?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think the last time I worked a match was the Trent Acid tribute show Rumble, and that was the last time I threw on my tights. They've been hanging on my wall ever since. But something about this Rumble just really was calling for me to make my my comeback.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Well, I mean, a lot. It would be apropos that Skywalker title, of course, it does feature Trent on the belt. So.
It sure does.
Yeah.
I think I even have a picture of it. Right? Do we have a picture of it? It's down. Well, it's down the bottom right of the graphic. You can see the.
There it is.
That's what you're going for. It's got your trainer Trent Acid on it. It's got me on there.
Uh-huh.
I got to say, man, I see what you're going at now. Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. And I got to say, the crowd and the people of Chester and all the people that are there, hopefully they're going to get behind you, man, because you have a incredible story, I think. It's neat. It's uplifting. I like hearing good energy in pro wrestling, brother, for a change, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your fitness brand? Is that that's your brand on your shirt right there, right?
Yeah. So I run I run my personal training program through, you know, sending people custom videos where they get their own specific workouts designed around their needs, their goals, what equipment they have, what injuries they have. And then I detail a program for them. I send them multiple workout videos a week, kind of. I try to keep it as custom and as convenient as possible at the same time. And then I do a lot of work I work for a chiropractor, which has been great since I've been getting back into the ring. I've been able to get my the chiropractor to take care of me. So I've been doing personal training and fitness ever since I kind of stopped wrestling. So going back now, I've been doing this for about 14 years or so. And so I started, you know, the pandemic, when everyone was working out from home, it really kind of gave me an opportunity to get more clients and to help out more people who couldn't go to the gym or they wanted to stay away from crowds. Mm-hmm. And I've just kept it going ever since.
That's golden. That's golden. Yeah. Awesome. I like that.
Yeah. Todd Rock's going to be doing a big karate demonstration at our show coming up at Harris, Philadelphia. So, you know, to have now have you involved aside from the Rumble, you know, your fitness brand and everything like that. Our fan base are a lot of young adults and young kids and stuff. And that's why the fitness, mental health, of course, is very big with us. It's something that SPL Wrestle, and that's a cause we've been fighting for since day one, is mental health awareness, actually, and physical fitness, of course, too, you know. So it'll be great to have you, too. And I think, too, speaking on a real tip, I think that have you a catch point to have you there, too, training with some of the younger guys, you could probably – with all that fitness equipment there and stuff too, you're probably in your element too. So you're set up for success. It sounds like a catch point and coming into it from the fitness industry.
Yeah. I would love to help anybody out too. Anyone needs my help as far as getting into better shape, or maybe their balance is an issue, or their core strength is an issue, or their flexibility is an issue. I'm an open book as far as giving out any type of advice or technique to improve.
Beautiful. I was going to say to Johnny, I'm probably going to hit him up while I'm doing this PT for my knee and everything. Because, you know, that's one of the things in wrestling, we endure a lot of injuries and stuff like that. So let me ask you that.
Yeah.
Because Johnny and I spoke about it after he came back. Mm-hmm. How's it feel hitting the mat for the first time? After you've been laid off, you're in the fitness industry, you're doing your own thing, you're selling your shirts, or you look like fitness Jesus on there, you look like $1 million, everything else, right? And now you get in that ring and you take that first flat back bump. What did it feel like? Mm-hmm.
It took me like 10 seconds to process the first bump. It's something that I felt like I would know how to do forever. And I still think I did it correctly. But that first impact, there's like a 10-second pause where I was like, oh, man.
How about the next morning? How did you feel after training for the first time?
Just a little stiff. I was a little sore. I wasn't overly banged up, but I definitely was using muscles that haven't been used in that way in a long time. First time hitting the ropes again, too, it was like a little wake-up call, like, oh, yeah, this is what that feels like.
Here, I don't want to interrupt you, but I got a picture of your tights that you ordered. Check these out, Robbie.
Todd. There we go. Nice. Oh, those are good. Wow. Yeah. I like the design. Yeah.
Robbie, what comes to your mind when you see them?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
What came to my mind, Keith? What's the name of the guy?
Call me Zorak.
Yeah, Zorak.
Voltron.
Yeah. Zorak, Voltron, but also
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right?
Yeah,
that's cool.
In that neighborhood, yeah. In that neighborhood.
That design are my original tights from back in 2009, 2010, 2011. Try to switch it up a little bit now. I don't want to come back wearing the same tights. They don't fit the same either. And I try to add different color, you know, different color group. My son's really into the Power Rangers. I've always loved the Green Power Ranger. So it's pretty fitting that, you know, kind of tie it all together.
Yeah, and you also love Santa Kringle, I've heard. Robbie, it was actually, it was a full disclosure, everyone. It was Kid Legend's idea that we need an elf to wrestle and to be man and for Kringle to manage him. Now, I listen, guys, I'm not, all due respect, Kid Legend, I think you would be a hell of an elf. I can't not see it now.
Yeah.
Let me get my get a promotion. How tall are you?
So here's my genius idea.
He's too tall to be an elf, but the point is he could pull it off. So if he gets eliminated from the Rumble and comes back out as an elf, you heard it here first.
That's an idea. I like that.
Hailing from the North Pole. I have your the little promo you sent here. Let's show this real quick, you guys. It's just a quick little promo that he did.
April 27th, Harris, Philadelphia, SPO Wrestling. I'm back.
That's it, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look at the shape he's in, though. Look at the shape you're in, brother. You look great.
Oh, that's chiseled. SPO.
Look at that. He's a dad.
Dude, you look. You do. You have that fitness Jesus look. Like
he does.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You could do the crucifix pin as your finisher.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait for you to meet Hallelujah. The Backstreet Boys. Robbie, it's like Keith has kid has an extended family he hasn't even met yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shalagoom shak shak.
Oh man, what about what gimmick, Rob Zombie? What gimmick? I'm sorry, I'm not giving you a new gimmick right now on the phone.
Rob Zombie could work.
Who is he? Are we gonna have him be like the Jerry Garcia gimmick?
I don't know. I kind of see like a Shia LaBeouf too.
But you're Irish, and there are Delco is the most Irish county in all Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So you got to think about a catalog. Let's face it, Irish people are feeble minded. So if we tell them, "Oh, this is a fellow Irish person," they'll cheer for you.
No.
Okay. I don't know. Can't be that easy.
No.
Did you guys, real quick, I gotta do a little bit of business here. Did you guys see they cloned direwolves?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yo! Direwolves. Here come the dinosaurs.
They're not.
Here come the dinosaurs.
They're actual, like, still gray wolves. It's like, it's like you bought a direwolf at Ross or Marshall's or something. It says it's a direwolf, but it's
Timu. So they're Timu direwolves?
Well, yeah. It's a direwolf, but it's not a direwolf because they're mating it. They don't have two direwolves to mate.
Right.
A direwolf.
Right.
They're mating it with a gray wolf. Gray wolf
and, gray wolves are known whores anyway.
If gray wolf is still taking
there you go.
Right, now's a good time to change his name to direwolf.
God.
Still want one now.
Direwolf.
Monster. Dire. You remember gray wolf, probably kid, right?
Yeah, I'd like to come out with one.
Yeah, hey, that'd be over.
Come out with it.
That'd be over. Come out with
animals. Our only policy at Harris is if you bring an animal, you bring it out to the ring. That's how Pat Dynamite started bringing the dog out to the ring.
Yeah.
It's a service dog. I need to leave it in the locker room. I said, no, Pat, you brought her. She's working the show. And now Pat has to bring the dog out to the ring.
I still think that some people are service people for the dogs. I don't think it's service animals. I think it's service people.
Somehow. I have my service son, which is why I work like when I work big shows at the arena, Tim makes him come out to the ring with us. And so I don't do anything too bad.
He's like, my service son.
My service son.
Oh my God. Oh, God. Over. Service son. All this from Direwolves.
I mean, like, obviously, oh. I'm like my Eric Sheep. And Angelo's like my Eric Sims. He needs me around.
Like, do you think this Christmas is going to be the Christmas of the direwolf? Like, everyone's going to be trying to buy direwolves?
Yep.
Like, I feel like Elon Musk will have one by this time tomorrow. if he's not behind it all as it is, he probably made them.
They're down in Texas, the people that made them.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. The guy was on Rogan yesterday. He said that there's a bone right here in your inner ear that they can get. They were able to get, you need to get 10x coverage to make a DNA, to do a clone. They got 13x coverage from a bone from the back of the inner ear of a skull of one man found. And normally the skulls are like, are bad samples, and they somehow found something in tooth. Like they use dental DNA and stuff. Yeah. But it's all done with AI and stuff. I'm not being skeptical of it. I'm just saying it's not, it's like when you see a dinosaur at the Academy of Natural Sciences. It's like, you know, it's like anything else. There has to be a level of like hypothesis to it to make it happen, because it's your sense, you're doing sorcery. You're trying to make a direwolf come back to life out of thin air.
Yep. Man. Now, Rob, when you were trying to think who Kid looks like, you weren't thinking Russell Brand, were you?
Yeah, you know, so Kid, if you're a sex addict and a drug addict, we will book you at Harris, but if you're a rapist, we can't have you.
Right.
Russell Brand right now is on probationary period.
Right, and these guys. This is too great, man. How about this, by the way, you guys? I found this today. I love this. What's the secret to eternal happiness? To not argue with fools. I disagree. Yeah, you're right.
That's cool. I like that one. I might steal that.
So great. I
think we would have had a chance to show Elena that Vader picture, because I wanted her to ask her, did she see that? Did that inspire to come to America?
What picture?
I sent you a picture of Vader and Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get it up here in time.
Picture of all time, yeah. We'll save it.
The best picture is Vader and Psycho Sid walking on the beach in sandals.
Oh, yeah, from the
Bash.
Yeah.
That's a great picture.
What are people writing in the comments? Are they writing ridiculous nonsense they don't think I'll shoot on them for?
No. Let's see. I think they're actually just enjoying our conversation for once. This is good.
Yeah. We got Danger Ginger, the man. Danger Ginger, Chef the Ref. Nice.
Yeah, cool. A lot of heads up in here for us.
How do you
first
see that?
Yes. Oh, there's Peggy Havens.
Oh, geez. There's another tag here.
Nice.
Dude, please. Yeah, take it easy with that.
Shoot Kid Legend is a signature I need for my autograph photo binder, Danger Ginger said. There you go, Legend.
There you go.
First one. All right.
That's it, man. Decide how much you want to charge.
It all starts.
Bro, we are trying to get our own school open too. So you're at Catch Point, but when we open up our school, we will forbid you from ever stepping foot in Catch Point again. Yeah. And no, I'm just kidding. Now you're in a great, dude. Thank God you stumbled on the Catch Point. I couldn't be happier that you're there. For real.
All just kind of worked out, and I'm excited to see where this goes from here.
Hell yeah, dude! A year ago, Rick Blade was making his comeback. You know, and GQ making his comeback, and me making my comeback. So, you know, you're in a long line, bro. All your forefathers have gone before you. So we've
not really. I've been it's here coming. All along, just killing it, baby.
Yeah, you can't miss Robbie because he doesn't go away.
I can't walk. I showed you guys. Yeah. No, I also took a hiatus, and if you want to know the truth, kid, I came back at the first Acid Fest. In 2010 was my first match in like 2-3 years, and I wasn't even going to do it. And these guys all like forced me. And thank God I did it, because I wrestled Barr, God rest his soul.
Right.
And so for me, I was a manager for like 6-7 years and wasn't working at all. And then when Trent passed, I did that one match, and then a dude canceled a booking in Germany, and the guy didn't know I ever stopped working. So I just ended up going, and I just never stopped. That's what got me back. So that was a very powerful night. I've talked to a lot of people about that night, and they've told me that was one of the best nights of their career. Helter Skelter. I remember I wrestled Deranged in the building at Acid Fest before. Nick Burke and I, Don Montoya, and I teamed up. Don Montoya, part of SPO staff.
I think Don Montoya was your original trainer, Kid Legend.
Yes, correct. I met Don Montoya in 2006.
See that?
And then, weird story though. I was on my way to train with Montoya in 2006, and then I got into a really bad car accident, and then that put me away from wrestling for quite a bit. And then, I'm not sure what happened with his school at that time, or you know, where they ended up. It was him and Reckless Youth. We were training down in Tullytown, Pennsylvania. And then a couple of months went by, and then next thing you know, I linked up and became friends with Detox, and then we had mutual friends, and then I was told, like, you got to come down to PWU, and then the rest is history.
Nice. Robbie, you read that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's a Robbie rabbit hole? That sounds disgusting.
You got to assume that the two Bible men would be the Zandig Jesus and the Human Tornado clip. Those are the two things that come up all the time.
The Zandig Jesus clip has a life of its own, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-minute highlight video of Robbie Career, I didn't approve that. It's probably one of
me. Well, what'd you guys think? This was fun tonight, guys.
Yeah.
It was cool. I had a good time.
If people want to complain, whatever. Don't watch it next week. I don't know what to say.
Who's complaining?
No, I'm just saying if the fans, if the people that watch this retroactively or whatever, like, they didn't talk enough about, you know, whatever, or whatever. They didn't talk about WrestleMania. He tried to bring up WrestleMania, and then, you know, like.
I don't know what to talk about. Dude, let's just go on vacation and say hell with all of it.
Yeah.
Just go on vacation next week.
Awesome debut for Spo City.
Hey, it was great.
How about this? Does anybody have any questions from the audience? Because I wanted you to have questions for the supermodel, but now you can ask the super duper model. All right.
While they're doing their questions, I'll just do my last little wrap-up thing while they're writing questions for you. So far, we don't have any. So, guys, I have this theory that Luigi Mangione is like the biggest bad guy on the internet to other good-looking men. So for example, like Justin Bieber, Cristiano Ronaldo, they're all working overtime and showing more skin in their posts because they have to compete with Luigi. So, look, this came out today. This is like the most convenient crotch shot ever from Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh. This is the kind of thing that wrestlers post now too, you guys. In our day, Kid Legend, we didn't have to worry about the way our shit was hanging in our pants when we took pictures.
Yeah,
wrestlers today too. Too much. Like, am I crazy or is it just too much to take pictures like that with your crotch out and put them up on the internet? And wrestlers are doing it all the time now.
Thirst traps.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. Of course you would like wrestling with their crotches out on the internet, you sicko. What a sicko.
It's too much, man. Like, dude, wrestlers do not all have to be sexualized. It's absurd. And what did you say, Robbie? But don't objectify them.
Nah, you know, the girl.
Yeah, right. Don't objectify it.
Subscribe for content. Don't objectify me. Like, which one is it?
Oh, my God. You're right.
You can't fight the pimping. That's the best advice I can give to the youth out there besides stay single is don't fight the pimping. You can't fight the pimping.
Next week's episode is going to be called Don't Fight the Pimping.
I would love to call it Don't Fight the Pimping. We are looking for guests. Look, if you want to be part of a poorly managed, come on this podcast.
Mediocre.
We have apps to turn this into 90 seconds of Instagram gold. That's all that matters.
There you go.
Wait. All right, ask the damn question, Danger. You don't have to say, would you like to be a guest? For WrestleMania. No, I want to watch WrestleMania in my house and smoke pot by myself. I don't want to talk on the internet about it while it's happening. Thanks, but no thanks. All right, keep it moving. Let's see. Todd Rod is slowly turning into Rerun as the show is ending.
Todd Rod is Chef Boyardee right now from the label.
What's happening?
Okay.
This is great.
But where's the questions?
There's no questions. That's what I mean. The Cristiano Ronaldo.
when are you going to get the fly lawyer to help you with your political prisoner situation?
That's one.
Ah, well, the fly lawyer right now doesn't, I don't know if he is, what do you call that, from a bag of Lay's chips?
Yeah, I muted him. I mean,
Jesus Christ almighty.
Todd, oh my God. Shirley Hempel brought him that. Shirley Hempel brought him some fries.
I have an addiction. Put a bubble wrap over my microphone and pop it while we're podcasting.
Sorry about that.
It sounded like you were right. Rubbing that bushy ass beard against the microphone. You're like,
that'll be next week's high spot.
Yeah, don't do that for free. You could do that on OnlyFans. We get it paid for that.
Don't objectify. Do not objectify Todd Rod.
Oh, no. You keep giving me ideas, man.
Did Elena already hit send on the email saying that she's not coming now after seeing this podcast?
Yeah, she's done.
What's the over under?
Yep, she's done. She's done. No, we'll get her on here soon. Todd Rod, we'd love to have you weekly. Kid Legend, bro, we got to keep checking in with you, man. You're going to have to come back.
I'll be around.
If I could just say real quick, thank you to Kid and to Todd Rod. If I could say to our audience, I promise we'll have better guests next time.
That's terrible. These two really had great guests today.
Making my guest debut today, man.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Show
I blame the good people of Ukraine Cellular for the service outages.
It was me. It was my fault. Thanks, I didn't do due diligence.
Zelensky.
From now on, dude, we'll have Elena set up on here a week before the next show. We'll have her. It's probably better that we didn't deliver her now because it creates more like intrigue. Now everyone's got to wait till next week to see Elena.
Mm-hmm, true.
Yeah, she's worth the wait.
No, God bless her.
Yes, she is.
Hell yeah. All right, you guys. Are we going to end it? That's it?
Yeah. I guess everybody check our Instagram and support all the people that are supporting us. We got a huge show coming up. Clearly, you can see we need all the help we can get right now as far as social media goes and production. But we're working on it. And we don't mind you seeing working on it because we're keeping it real with you guys. We're working hard for you. So thank you so much. We appreciate you. And, you know, like I said, if you don't like what we're doing, don't watch us. Don't watch wrestling. Go do something else. And just keep your opinion to yourself. God bless you.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Spo shitty.